Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him.
Trusting Jesus is a process. When there's a little thing in life that we're concerned about, we can ask Him for help, and He will prove that He is trustworthy. And then when bigger things come, we learn to trust Him in the bigger things. And that's how we grow in Him. I used to be very concerned about not having enough money. But as I learned to trust Jesus, now it doesn't really bother me anymore. Jesus has proved to us over and over and over that when we put Him first, He will take care of us.
It's so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know the day is the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust You, how I prove Him all.
Hi, boys and girls. I have an exciting story to tell you today as we continue learning about Peter and how an angel rescued him from prison. Before we get started, let's bow our heads and pray that God will be with us. Lord, we want to pray for Your Spirit to be in our hearts and our minds as we read and learn more about You. Thank You for Your care and Your protection, and most of all, Your angels that You send to be with us wherever we go. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to tell you a story called Escape Route, and it's from Guide's Greatest Angel Stories on page 87. It's a really good book about different ways that angels have appeared to people in recent times, at least within the last probably about 100 years. Well, this story is about a mother and her two children, Peter and Maria, and they were living in a country that had been taken over by the enemy. And so the enemy was being very cruel and very mean to this family and to all the other citizens of the country. And so there came a point where Mother prayed and prayed and prayed, and she's like, Lord, what am I supposed to do? And she felt impressed that she needed to escape. Her and her children would go and escape and cross the border into another country, and they would have freedom and they would be safe. The mother knew that this was very dangerous. If they were caught, they would be killed. And so she prayed about it, and she looked for a guide because they needed somebody to lead them and guide them. And pretty soon, a man came, and they talked over the plan. And this is the plan. He was going to meet them at the edge of town. They could not bring anything with them. They could not bring any suitcases, any bags, any backpacks. No extra food. They had to make it look casual, just like they were going for a walk. He would meet them, and there were some others that were going to join them, and they would go through the forest. He knew where to go. He would take them to the fence and help them to get through and to escape to the other side. Mother was very scared about this, and the children were very scared, but they prayed and they said, please, Jesus, please keep us safe and help us and be with us. That morning they ate a great big breakfast because they didn't know when they'd be eating again. And they put on their coats and their hats, and little Maria said, "But Mommy, can't we please take just one thing?" She said, "I'm afraid not. We have to leave all of our pictures. We have to leave all of our family photos. We have to leave all of our clothing, your stuffed bears, your blankets. We cannot take anything." And so they took one last look at the little apartment, and they closed the door and locked it behind them, and they started out. And all the neighbors are like, "Oh, good morning. It's a beautiful day." She said, "Yes, yes, it is, isn't it?" And they kept walking. They felt so obvious that it was just like people would know that they were escaping that day. But pretty soon they got several blocks away from home, and they didn't know the people out and about. And they kept walking. They went by some soldiers that were on patrol. Pretty soon they got to the outskirts of town where the forest was right there, right near the water tower. And that's when the man stepped out. His name was George. Stepped out and said, "Come, come with us." He said, "Okay, I'm going to lead you." There were two other men and a woman there. "I'm going to lead you through this forest. Try to be quiet. I know that it's hard with the fall leaves that are on the ground. They're really crunchy and really loud, but we need to do the best we can." So off they went for hours. Sometimes they stayed on little deer trails. Sometimes they just blazed their way straight through the forest. But they went on and on and on. And at one point they took a little rest, and George said, "You know what? I've changed my mind. I'm going back. You guys, I'm afraid that we're going to get caught and I'll be in trouble." And he said, "No, no, you can't leave us." And he said, "I'm going. Don't try to follow me." And he slipped off and he took off back toward town. Oh, little Peter, he was like, "No, come back, come back." But the man was gone. They said, "No, just leave him. He's not going to tell us anything." So they started talking. They're like, "Well, what do we do now? Do we try to go back?" And Mother said, "God has impressed me that he wants us to go. I want to follow his direction." So they talked a little more and they decided to continue on. With no guide, they got very lost. The forest, in that deep, dark forest, it looked the same. And they realized after 3 days that they had been going in circles. And they didn't have any food. They were very hungry, very exhausted, tired. They were afraid they would be caught. Pretty soon they just sat down there in the middle of a little clearing and they just said, "What do we do now?" And all of a sudden, two lumberjack men with axes over their shoulders, those red plaid, big warm jackets, big boots, two lumberjacks came out of the forest and said, "Hey, are you guys trying to get to the border?" And Mother and the others looked at each other and they were very frightened. And the men said, "Don't try to hide it. We know you are. Come here." And they pointed to the older man. And they went and they took the man away a ways into the forest, or the edge of the forest. And Mother was very scared. She's like, "If they don't rob us, they'll do something even worse." But then pretty soon the man came back with a big smile on his face and he said, "They told me where to go. We can go." And the men said, "At 4 o'clock is when they switch guards. They'll go into the guardhouse, and that's your opportunity. There's a hole in the fence. You slip through, and you run for all you're worth." Mother and the group was so excited that they jumped up and down, squealing and hugging each other. Yay! They were going to be able to make it. And as they turned back to thank the two lumberjack men, they were gone. There was no trace of them. They could not have walked away because they would have heard them, the dry leaves crunching. They realized that God had sent two angels to help them. So they went and they followed the directions, and pretty soon they were at the big fence, and it was the border. They could see guard towers with guards and soldiers with machine guns, and they were very scared, but there was that hole in the fence. So they waited until 4 o'clock, and right at 4 o'clock, the men climbed down out of the tower and went into the guardhouse. And Mother said, "Now's our opportunity." And they slipped through the fence and they ran across this big clearing for all they were worth. They ran and ran and ran and ran. They were safe. Mother and the children were so excited. They had made it to freedom. Thanks to God, sending his angel to lead them and to show them where to go. That's what happened to Peter. It was nighttime. The angel and Peter had just walked through the heavy iron prison doors and the gates that had quietly opened and closed all by themselves. The prison guards had not moved as they walked by them. Now, outside in the cool, fresh air, the bright light around the angel suddenly disappeared, and the angel was gone. We are going to read in Acts chapter 12, verse 10. Acts, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, it's in the New Testament. Acts chapter 12, and then we're going to read verse 10. Acts chapter 12, verse 10. Here's what it says.
When they were past the first and the second guard posts, they came to the iron gate that leads to the city, which opened to them of its own accord. They went out and went down one street, and immediately the angel departed from him.
The angel disappeared. Peter still thought he was having a vision. He looked around, but he could feel the cool night air. He could see that the angel was gone. There were no soldiers beside him. There were no handcuffs on his wrists. And then he realized it's not a vision. It was real. The angel who had been with him was real. God had taken him out of prison and he was free. Look at verse 11, Acts chapter 12, and now we're going to read verse 11.
And when Peter had come to himself, he said, "Now I know for certain that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me from the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the Jewish people."
Peter realized, he acknowledged, he spoke, he said, "Now I know that God has sent an angel to deliver me." It was no longer a dream. He didn't think it was. He realized that God had rescued him. All at once, Peter knew just where to go. He knew who would be there, and he knew what they were doing. He must quickly tell them what had happened. It was so exciting. Quietly, he hurried along the dark streets to the house where many of the believers were praying for him. Look at verse 12. Verse 12. Acts chapter 12, verse 12.
"So, when he had considered this, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, and there were many gathered together praying."
When Peter got to that house, he knocked on the door. But the person who came to the door didn't open it. Peter must have wondered, why? What's going on? And tomorrow we'll find out. Boys and girls, in Psalm chapter 91, verse 11, it says, "For he shall give his angels charge over you." God has given angels charge over us to help us, to be there when we need help. Just like Mother and Peter and Maria needed help to escape from the country, just like Peter needed help to escape from prison, God sent an angel to help them. Isn't that comforting to know that God knows what we're going through and that he has the power to send angels to help us? I'm glad that he does. Let's pray and thank him. Lord, thank you for sending your angels to guard us, to be with us. You've also said that the angel of the Lord encamps around those who love him and delivers him. Lord, thank you for sending your angels. Help us to trust you and to follow you, to give you our hearts and our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Matthew 7:7.
Seek and you will find.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.